The study, conducted by UNEP's International Panel for Sustainable Resource Management, concludes that while biofuel production and use may appear to be a solution for cutting greenhouse gas emissions caused by burning of fossil fuels, some biofuels are much more climate-friendly than others. The report says biofuels can lead to reduced emissions or worsen the problem. For example, the study says using ethanol fuel made from sugarcane, as practiced in some countries like Brazil, can lead to emissions reductions of up to 100% when substituted for fossil fuel. But making and using biodiesel from palm oil on deforested land can lead to a significant increase in emissions when compared to using gasoline. Given that most biofuels today are made from food crops such as maize, wheat, sugarcane, vegetable, and palm oils, the authors of the study say it is also important that the growth of the biofuel industry does not encourage unsustainable habits, such as using productive farmlands to grow energy crops. UNEP spokesman Nick Nuttall says far more research and debate is needed to determine which energy crops can grow where and how best to use limited land resources to combat climate change. He says other considerations include the impact of energy crops on such things as local water quality, quantity, and biodiversity.
Too much of a good thing can become a problem, and that has to do with the fact that there is a certain amount of land available on our planet, water supplies, and some of the impacts on soil fertility, on N2O emissions. These are factors that need to be assessed.
David Newman, who runs the Nairobi-based biofuels consultancy, Endelevo Energy, says research and debate are especially critical for Africa, where sustainable land management and agricultural production efforts are often at odds with the need for development. One of the most controversial local issues is the production of biodiesel, which Newman says could be a disaster for some African countries trying to enter the market.
Biodiesel, of course, is based on virtually any vegetable oil feedstock, and there are edible feedstocks and there are inedible feedstocks. And that's very relevant in a place like Kenya, which is a net importing country when it comes to edible vegetable oil. So it would be potentially dangerous to base a biodiesel industry on large-scale production of those feedstocks because it would be in direct competition with a deficit demand for food.
This week, Kenya's neighbor, Tanzania, announced that it was halting further land allocations for biofuel development until a framework to regulate the industry is in place. The government move follows reports that arable land that could be used to grow food is being increasingly used for biofuel production. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.